Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode about another fun TV series.
Yeah, this show is not only fun, it's got history, it's got time travel, it's got, 哎呀，反正很多很多很吸引人的元素，也就是《庆余年》现在的第二季。
Ah, the English title being Joy of Life.
啊，是吗？我怎么也想不到这是。
Who knows why?
但因为他庆余年就是可能自己 remaining years of life 要 you know, seize the day.
Yeah, often these title translations don't really mean too much anyway.
But it's a good title in English nonetheless.
Yeah, it definitely gives me good vibes.
但我看他 Joy of Life 这个英语名我不太想得到它是一个古装戏。
Yeah, if I hear Joy of Life, I imagine like, you know, just some kind of relationship-based TV show about people living their lives.
但这就是为什么这戏很火啊，虽然是穿越是古装，但里面讲的东西我们现在人还就有很多事情还挺有共鸣的。
Yeah, it's like mixing contemporary with fantasy and period drama, right?
对对，好，那今天呢我们就跟大家分享一下跟庆余年相关的很多有用有趣的英语啊。像我们刚刚已经讲了很多什么 fantasy 啊 time travel 啊，这些其实都是国内受欢迎的小说啊电视啊甚至游戏很主要的一些类型。比如这个庆余年，它是我们现在讲一种架空历史小说。 Jason， 这个英文要怎么讲啊？
Yeah, so 历史 we all know means history, but this is about like imagining a different history, right? So an alternate history.
Alternate. 这里的 alternate 意思就是没有真实发生，是虚构出来的。It's all fictionalized, right?
Yeah, it's like what if, right? What if things were different?
对，你说的这个 what if, 所以我们就是说 alternative, 对吧？但是它用在这里的，用在这个类型的时候，我们说 alternate history, 架空历史。
Yeah, it's like another, a different option, right?
Yeah, 虚构的啊。好，那这部戏里它还是有一个穿越的元素。So, 穿越怎么讲呢？
Time travel.
Yeah, so we've gotten this question quite a lot from you guys. 就我们有些听众说，诶，穿越听起来很酷啊，可不可以说什么 crossover 什么？但其实英语里面好像最贴切的还就是这个时光穿梭，时空穿越。
Yeah, when you say time travel, right, it can mean both somebody actually traveling through time in the story or just something that involves this kind of alternate history too.
Okay, 那除了这两大类型呢，其实这个它还有一点算是仙侠。
Yeah, like fantasy, right, or mythology.
Mythology 像神话对吧，就有点神仙嘛。
Yeah, I imagine like these mythical creatures, right, like different imagined animals.
Right, right. Or people. Creatures.
Yeah, or people too, yeah.
Yeah. 诶，那这个侠怎么讲呢？
You know, we would call this martial arts, but
right.
It doesn't just mean kung fu here, right?
对，不光是武术，我们这个侠很难都翻译，是一种境界。它是一个侠，就是他自己的一个世界 with its own code of conduct.
Yeah, and because of this, you'll even see the word wuxia here used like in English now to refer to this kind of Chinese fantasy.
对，所以就是这个我们的拼音，它其实已经进入了英语。你去翻牛津啊、剑桥大的词典里面会有。然后比较喜欢这一类作品的外国朋友，他会知道武侠是什么东西。
Yeah, they definitely have to be somebody into fantasy or Chinese history and culture to know this, but it's certainly used.
Yeah, so 讲到这个庆余年啊，它因为一开始是一个网络小说嘛，就非常非常的成功。前几年先拍了第一季，就 season one was a huge hit。那讲到一个很成功的作品啊，我们可以说它是一个 hit, 对吧？
Yeah, it's a smash hit or it's a big hit.
And that's why 现在我们有了第二季。
The second season.
Season 2, 啊，这个 Season 2 just continues where Season 1 left off. 当然就是还是围绕着我们的这个主角，男主角范闲。诶，英语里面主角怎么说啊？
You could say the main character or the lead.
啊，主要的。男主角、女主角，有时候你可以说 the male lead or the female lead.
Yeah, you can say that.
好，然后这个故事其实，Jason 他的第一集一开头的时候呢，他就说这个男主角 the male lead, and it's the same actor, 张若昀，他其实是一个现代的人。现代我们可以说 it's the present, it's the now, or a better word is
contemporary.
哎，对，他是一个现代的人，然后他是一个中文系的学生，然后他要为了 to get the approval of his professor, 他就写这么一个小说。
And he's the guy in the story too, right?
Right, in the novel.
Yeah, that's such a meta idea, right? For the author to write themselves into the story, like write about themselves writing the story.
对对，这个 Meta 可能我们这几年就觉得是啊元宇宙对吧，然后这个公司 Meta 其实它还有一个意思，就是已经上升了一个层面。
Yeah, it's almost like you're stepping back outside of the story, taking one more step back, right?
对对对，就是这个嘛，这个现代的人然后写一个小说穿越，然后这个戏主体就是他写的穿越小说，但这个演员还是这么一个。 So this whole thing is very meta.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think this meta element and this time travel element, 就真的就为什么这一类的作品非常的受欢迎。因为一个纯古装的作品可能对于现代的很多人来说还是有一些距离感。
Yeah, by writing a contemporary character into the story and doing the time travel, like it makes it much more relatable, right?
对，就是更能引起观众的共鸣啊 ，relatable。但是呢，这个戏大部分呢，它绝大部分呢还是发生在古代嘛，所以它还是个古装戏。这个英语要怎么表达呢？
啊、we can call these period dramas or costume dramas。
period 其实就讲了一个年代，对吧？历史上的一个年代。
Yeah, but it implies here that it's a long time ago. You wouldn't say a period drama about something, you know, 10 years ago.
嗯，是的，是的。然后这个 costume 就是他们穿的戏服。
So long in the past that everybody is dressing differently, right?
对，所以这 costume 就是说跟我们 contemporary 现代很不一样。
Yeah, that's right.
嗯，那这个古代本身，像古代的中国英语要怎么讲呢？
We can say ancient China.
啊、不是 long, long, long time ago. 就也可以那样。
也可以啊。It just sounds funny, right? Yeah.
But a better word is ancient, 是吧 ?A-N-C-I-E-N-T.
Yeah, ancient, that's right.
嗯，好，那这部戏我和 Jason 现在我们没有看完整的啦，但我们看了 YouTube 上面很多的片段啊。Actually, outside China, 在 Disney Plus 可以看的。
Yeah, I saw it myself. I saw it on Disney Plus and thought, what is this? Looks interesting. And then you brought it up for a podcast episode, so I'm kind of excited about it.
所以你是有 Disney Plus 那个 subscription, 你买了会员。
Yeah,
对，因为你孩子还小，对。So we used to have it, 但现在他们慢慢长大了以后就现在就不用了，因为就看越来越少。
Hey, but they have like Marvel and Star Wars too.
我孩子不知道为什么他们也从来不就看 Marvel 就看不进，没有很喜欢。
Yeah, maybe they didn't grow up with the comic books like our generation, so they're less interested.
Maybe there's something wrong with them.
No.
没有没有啊。好，那这次这个庆余年收视很好，口碑也很好，然后呢很热啊、整个的一个网络的热度。So the appeal, right? And this show has many, many appeals. 它有很多吸引人的地方，有很多的成功之处。
Yeah, and the first one we have here is it's a big IP, right?
对, so it kind of hit the ground running. 它不是说是从零, like from zero. 它本来就改编自一部非常受欢迎、非常成功的网络小说。
Yeah, just like with those really successful Marvel movies, right? They're taking an existing big IP that people already love and translating it into a TV series.
So this show is adapted from a hugely popular 网络小说。诶，网络小说你们说 internet novels 吗？
Yeah, or we could just say an online novel.
Yeah, I think online novel is more more common than saying internet novel. 因为 internet 这个词已经很过时了, right?
What's interesting, though, is that we don't really have too much of this culture of online writing and online novels, at least in the States, but it seems like in China, that's where a lot of these IPs come from.
在美国其实 online novel 现在也很火，但是我觉得跟它的普及的程度还没有中国那么高。
Yeah, maybe there's not enough people reading them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's for another show. So a super successful existing big IP. 所以就是喜欢他那个小说的人，就看小说的人本来就已经很多了。So they probably are going to check out this show, right?
Yeah, I think that's why producers choose these existing IPs in the first place.
对，所以这个就可以说 it's a very bankable IP.
Yeah.
Bankable, bank 就是银行嘛，所以基本上你这个钱很有保障。
Yeah, you can kind of guarantee that it's going to do well because you know the fans of this IP are going to watch it no matter what.
嗯，是的。好，那另外还有一个很重要的元素就是我们前面讲的，它所有的这些 genres, 所有的类型，对吧？架空历史啊，穿越啊，仙侠呀。
Yeah, you've got this alternate history with time travel. You have the past and the present. It's just very imaginative.
But I think they also combined it in a very seamless way. 他把它结合得很好。
Yeah, which makes it more relatable, right?
对，就又回到那个词 relatable, 就更容易引起观众的共鸣。Because the male...Lead, 他是 time travel 回去的人，他有现代 contemporary knowledge, 然后 sensibilities, way of thinking, 对吧？
Yeah, so the viewer can kind of imagine, like, what if I went back in time, just like this character, right?
嗯，对对对，所以就说到了 at the heart of this story, 就是范闲嘛，张若昀演的。
Yeah, it's like about his journey to manhood, right? Overcoming all these obstacles, facing all these sinister plots.
哎，对 ,sinister 就是很阴险、恶毒的，对吧 ?plots 就是很多计谋，因为它是发生在 royal court, 皇宫里面的事情，所以当然就会伴随着很多这样的狡诈的诡计。
Yeah, you imagine all these behind the scenes drama, right? With people kind of trying to assassinate each other and stuff like that.
哎，对，暗杀啊什么。So the story itself is full of twists and turns. 就 twists and turns 就是说跌宕起伏，它不是一个平行的，对吧？就人家说写故事一定要写一个 walking story, 行走的故事。
Yeah, you want to have things happen in the story that you would never expect, right? To keep you hanging and find out what happens in the next episode.
可能人性吧，就都还蛮喜欢看这种royal family 的这种什么 intrigue, 哈，英文讲。
Yeah, even though none of us are royal, I think, listening to this, we like to kind of imagine what that life would be like, right?
对，然后皇家因为有那么多复杂的事情，因为它涉及到权力嘛，所以 intrigue 意思跟那个 plot 有点像是吗？就是有很多的计谋。
Yeah, people with their own motivations, secret motivations.
嗯，对，而且好像观众都很喜欢看 power struggle.
Yeah, and everyone likes to choose their own favorite characters, right? And I hope this person succeeds, or I hate this character, this kind of thing.
对，所以他还有一个悬疑啊，就 who would take the thrones? 最后这个王位怎么样？
Yeah, you keep the audience wondering the whole time, right? How is this going to end up? Who's going to win?
对，就是有一个悬念。
Yeah, it's suspense, right?
对，就让我想到前两年就是一部特别棒的美剧嘛，《继承大战》（Succession）。
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
啊 ，Were you living under a rock? 这是前
I guess so.
最火的一个戏。Anyways, 我们很多听众可能都看过 ，Jason 没看过。
I haven't seen it. Who won? You can tell me. Who ended up winning that one?
哎，要 suspense. I need to keep the suspense. 你自己看。
Ah, true, true. We got to keep the spoiler free, right?
留下这个悬念啊。但是呢，像《庆余年》，我们肯定都是希望这个范闲，希望他最后能够胜利嘛，对吧？因为他是一个很 relatable, 而且他是一个机智、聪明又善良的人。
Well, and if he's the writer of the story, we better hope he survives. The story would end.
I think he, you know, this character, he's just very good-natured. 就前面说这个善良，他的本性是很好，然后是一个很暖男，我觉得 warm, you know, warm heart has a, just never losing that softness to him.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody that's easy to root for, right?
嗯，是是是，说这个 to root for someone, 比如说看体育比赛的时候 we all root for a team or an athlete, 但是我们看电视电影的时候对一个角色我们也可以 root for them。
Yeah, you want the best for them. You want them to succeed in the story, right?
没错。You know, another thing that really stood out to me, 它虽然是一个古装戏，但是因为有time travel 的元素，而且特别是里面年轻的这些 characters, 他们在互动的时候就还是感觉很现代。So again, it's very relatable.
Yeah, it sounds unlike this TV show I've seen called The Tudors, where the way they talk is just so old school, right? That it's kind of hard to access. It feels very inaccessible.
对，就像比如说 Game of Thrones, 我当时也觉得很难看进去，就是因为 the way they carry themselves, the way they talk,
too different.
Even the, yeah, it's very different, and 就是可能会产生一些距离 that can create some kind of alienation and distance.
Yeah, it can make it feel less relatable, right? And you don't care as much, you're not as invested in the characters.
就比较难入戏，比较难进去。英文怎么讲啊? Hard to enter 吗?
Yeah, it's hard to access, right? Hard to get immersed.
对对对, access 就是进去啊,进入。好,那当然,特别第二季嘛, romance, 找到真爱啊,这些。Come on, who doesn't want to see like a romantic... 其实它里面也有一些很诙谐幽默的。So it's also got this rom-com element.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like ancient China, but with rom-com in it.
对，浪漫喜剧的元素啊，然后更不要说他这个演员的阵容很强大，很豪华。
Ah, yeah, so the cast, right? It's got this great cast of all these well-known actors.
对，年轻的有现在最一线的，像张若昀啊，然后像李沁，然后中年的有陈道明，他以前就一直演皇帝啊，然后演技非常棒，还有吴刚，对。
I wonder if actors like that just sit around in their daily lives starting to feel like they are somebody from ancient China traveling themselves, right?
Method acting, 是吧?
Yeah, maybe he's the emperor in his mind, right?
Yeah. 好,那我觉得我们讲了那么多,但是纸上谈兵还是要自己亲身经历要去看,胜过千军万马哈。I think I need to restart my Disney Plus subscription.
Yeah, it seems like it might be worth it for this one. I'm definitely going to check it out.
好，那我们的听众肯定很多你们已经看过了，你在追这部戏，对你来说，吸引你的地方是什么？
Yeah, let us know what you think. Maybe you don't like it. It sounds like everybody likes it, but if you don't like it, you can tell us why.
对，也可能你根本没听过这部戏，就像 Jason, 什么是 Succession, 从来没听过。
It's possible.
好，那今天的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
好，再见。